Richard Temple by Patrick O'Brien. Narrated by Graham Malcolm. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. 27 tiles from wall to wall, 35 from floor to roof. 945 white tiles upon the wall. He knew them all so well that even now, lying on the concrete floor, he could tell that his shoulder was against the row that ran from 216 to 251. Indeed, the top of his head must come exactly to the tile of the day, the tile that marked Thursday, the 21st. Though he might be several days out in his reckoning, the first days and nights of terror had passed uncounted, uncountable because they outlasted all count of days, and he had worked them out later by estimation. But now, although he was aware of his position in relation to the wall, he was not interested in his calendar. He was quite motionless on the ground, still in the place where he had fallen when they pushed him in, and if he did not move, his body would not hurt, it would not flame out with annihilating pain. As for the dull, wretched sickness, he was used to that. It was a passive, indwelling pain, and he could live with it and think in spite of it. He lay there, too, from religious caution and respect. If he were to creep over to the wooden bench, although it was no more than 4 feet away, to lie there more comfortably and enjoy his victory, it might offend. The omen might change if he was to presume. So he lay there still. Humble. He was humble. He truckled to fate, and although the darkness could not have been more profound, he lay there on the concrete with the familiar taste of blood in his mouth, hiding his secret triumph under immobility.